Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and other special losses as well. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm happy to be here, and I hope all is well with you. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, tonight we have three new topics: the many feelings of grief, the first year, and the first holiday. I'm going to go on because we have a lot to cover, and I'm just happy that to see all of you are tuned in tonight. Well, we're going to talk about the many feelings of grief. And there is many that I will not be able to even talk about because there's so many, because each one of us have a different way that we experience grief. The loss of a loved one normally stirs up a lot of intense, confusing, and even conflicting emotions. Panic or helplessness. The world has been turned upside down. Overwhelmed with feelings, powerless and out of control, worry and anxiety, am I going crazy, fear. You see changes, sometimes we experience fear because we don't want to face tomorrow, anger at God, or even one at the person who passed away. And Matthew 26:38 says, then Jesus said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Guilt, what you said I didn't say. I'm going over some of these feelings again because when I lead into the next two topics, guilt for what you said or what you didn't say, failure, let your loved one down, fail the role of a spouse, parent, child, sibling, or friend, emptiness or hopelessness, feeling empty and wondering, what's the use? Does anything really matter anymore? Giving up. Wanting to die also. don't want to be here. Don't want to be here without my loved ones. Dealing with a spouse, you've married to that spouse for 20, 30, 40 plus years, and all you know is him or her being there, sharing this holiday with you, and now that person's not there. A son or daughter that you planned the holiday together, doing things, decorating. Mother, father, visiting that mother and father. Now there's no one to visit because they're no longer there. The emptiness, missing mom's favorite sweet potato pie. I miss my mother's sweet potato pie. Oh, she made the best sweet potato pie ever. She was a great cook. I must say she taught us all the sisters, her daughters, how to cook well. But no one could ever make that sweet potato pie like mom. So all the different losses. It's really hard to go through these holidays because of things that we used to do, and now that person is no longer there. But we must move forward and knowing that God will walk with us every step of the way. This time of the year is just so many different emotions that we feel. At times we'll even feel happiness, feel moments of happiness, thankfulness, and laughter when you think about your loved one, things that you shared, good memories. You may also find your feelings change abruptly and unpredictable. Just understand that they are a normal part of grieving. So think about those things that the good memories that you experience as you go through these holidays, because there are many good feelings and good things that you all did together. So think about those things and share those things. What I will be doing this week, even though it's been 26 years, my husband's birthday was Christmas Eve. And I normally go and put some flowers on his grave, put some red, different types of red flowers, and putting it there in that vase. And knowing that his body is there, but his spirit is not. But, you know, when you go by a cemetery, you see all the pretty flowers and stuff that are put. You want your loved one to have flowers, too. So I normally do the same thing. I normally do that. And I'm going to try to do it sometime this week, then next week, because for some reason, Christmas Eve, the weather always seems to be so cold, rainy or windy or something. So lately, I don't like taking it on his birth date. So I'm going to try to do it maybe on Sunday. I don't know what the weather's result going to be this weekend, but I'm going to try to find a good day that I can just drop. I mean, take some flowers. So his grave won't be so empty, and all the other graves having flowers, and you know. So I'm going to do that. You know, it's been a long time. I still have memories, too. I don't let it bring me down or anything, but I think of the good things. And when my son was here, he loved still going to the grave site. So everybody has its own way of dealing with grief. But let's talk about the first year. Some of you have made to the first year, or some of you have not been, and some of it could be several years. But that first holiday season, that's the most painful time in the loss of your loved ones. Also, that first birthday, first Christmas, first vacation, and so on. You would likely begin to encounter your own painful first without your loved one. Each first makes us relive our loss and stir up the intense pain we first felt. Also, anniversary, holidays, different holidays. We may dread these days in advance, agony about them, and brace ourselves for the impact because you know what you used to do together. First year, I thought about, and I missed, my husband used to carve the turkey. Well, I'm sure that maybe in your household, your husband carved the turkey also. So what I suggest you to do is get your son-in-law or your son to step in and do the honors. And Joshua 1:9 says, "Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." He's there. He's right there with you. Each first brings back the intense hurt we initially felt. We typically grow a little stronger afterwards. The second then hurts a little less, and the third hurts even less still. These occasions may also hurt some, but in time, they will begin to jog warm memories of your loved ones that will bring comfort to smooth the pain. What would you and your loved one do? Think about it right now. What would you and your loved one would do during the Christmas holiday? Wife, husband, son, daughter, mother, father. What is something that you cherish every Christmas holiday with them? Well, think about it, and I'm sure it's great memories, so smile and laugh about it. Enjoy that memory, and still try to do some of it. The first holiday. Holiday can be some of the most difficult first after your loved one has died. November and December, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's can be especially difficult. Well, that's why I felt that the 6-week series of Journeying Through Grief would be very helpful because it is hard to walk this journey alone. But here are some helpful hints. And one person said, the presence of that absence is everywhere. Yes, the feelings of his or her not being there, the feeling is everywhere. Recognize the holiday would probably be very sad, an emotional time, no matter what you do. That's perfectly okay. If you feel like crying, let yourself cry. Give yourself a good cry. Just let all of those tears come down your eyes and that booger just come down your nose. Just let it all out. Just have it. And then say, I miss him. I miss her. You know, I miss my mom. I miss my dad. I miss my son. Well, whoever. Just cry, cry, cry. Get all of those feelings out of you. Don't be afraid also to change tradition. And what I mean by that is what I talked about is carving the turkey. Well, Al's no longer here to carve the turkey. Al is no longer here to buy the honey-baked ham. So my son-in-law does a great job of carving the turkey. He is great. He knows that's his job. So whenever I have a turkey, he knows what his job is. Even if I have a ham that's not automatically sliced, then he would have to do that as well. So don't be afraid to make changes to tradition. If you don't want to do some of those things that y'all did before, don't do it. Whatever your feelings that make you feel better, don't do it. Don't be afraid to keep some tradition. Now, I still buy the honey baked ham. My kid now doesn't eat pork anymore. So, but I don't buy the whole big honey baked ham. What I do, I go to honey baked ham. They have now the slices. You think you get about 8 pieces that's in a cellophane bag that you can purchase. And I love honey baked ham. Really doing, don't eat it that often, but every now and then I feel like some. So I normally just go buy and just get those slices just to have some during the holiday. So keep some of those traditions if you want to. If you go out and buy a fresh tree, do that. Me and my kids did it up for a while my husband, he used to always go out and bring a fresh tree. So my son and my daughter, when they were young, we would go out to the farm and pick a tree and bring it home. And that's why I always bought a vehicle that I would be able to bring the tree home without anyone else help. My son and daughter, we would drag that tree. Well, they would help us where I bought it from, to put it on top of the tree or wherever. But I always had a vehicle that was big enough for me to be able to bring that tree home. And my son, like a big man, he was a little boy, but he would help me get that tree and bring it and put it in the living room. So I kept those traditions because they enjoyed it. And plan a way to remember your loved one. Light a special candle. Share a favorite memory. Read a letter or a story you wrote of the person. One of the widows wrote before when we talked about different things that helps her coping was she wrote a letter to her husband. And I'm sure at a special time she will read what she wrote. And also purchasing a journal, a pretty journal. And just writing in it, writing your thoughts and your feelings. And that's very good for is healing, buying that journal. And like I said, buy a pretty one and start writing out your feelings because that relieves the pain and hurt as well. Just write whatever you feel and whatever you're thinking. And then later, one day, you go back and read the things that you read, that you wrote. So those are ways to what you can do during the holidays also. Be ready to give and take if you are sharing the holiday with family members or other who are grieving the same loss as you. There's a friend, there's a neighbor, there's someone else that is grieving also. Get with them. Share your memories and your about your loved one together. So that's one way of also doing it too. But don't spend it alone. And Isaiah 43:1-4. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. This is what Jesus is saying to us, that he will be there. He loves us. He will replace not all of the feelings that you have, but praying and believing it will ease the pain, and he will find ways to help you get through those things, those moments. Know your limit. Grief is hard work, and holiday can be physically and emotionally draining. Yes, it is, and I'm sure that you are experiencing and have experiences. Take good care of yourself. Don't overextend yourself, and don't be afraid to say no. If you need some time alone during the holiday, that is perfectly all right. But not the whole holiday, not the whole week or whatever, just some of the time. So if you didn't want to go to a gathering, you don't have to. But if you do, you don't have to stay long. Just stay for a short period of time and then leave. It is okay to smile and laugh. Think about your loved one. Laugh about something that, you know, that you have experienced with that loved one. So it is okay. Experiencing some happiness doesn't mean that you are betraying your loved one. He or she would want you to enjoy these special days. The anticipation of the day may be more difficult than the day itself. Sometimes people spend so much time agonizing over a certain day. When it is finally when it finally arrives, they'll work out a lot of their fears and anxiety, and it is not as hard as they expected. So don't dwell on sadness. It is okay to smile and laugh. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel guilty. Be happy. Happy again. How to handle holiday is a very individual question. It's individual. Each person will deal with it differently. Even your children deal with it differently. There is no one-size-fits-all answer. Decide what you need, your needs are, and what within your comfort zone. Then communicate that to those around you. Let them know that I don't feel like doing this, the same thing. I want to do it differently, or I do want to do that. And bring your family together. Don't let everybody be separated into their own place, maybe for a little while, but get together as a family, enjoy the Christmas holiday, opening gifts, which is laughter and fun. The little ones, how they smile and laugh when they're opening their gifts. My daughter and I, what I do on Christmas morning, I normally go over to, they don't live that far away. I go over to their home, and we open up the gifts with the little ones. And then afterwards, my daughter would cook breakfast. So we would enjoy breakfast together. We would take pictures in our pajamas, because we always try to have Christmas colors. And then when we finished there, then I would come back over to my home and finish the Christmas dinner. And they would come over, and we would enjoy dinner at my home. We would sometimes find a movie and look at it together and just do different things to enjoy the moment. Keep away from the sadness, things that makes you sad. So those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you to try, for you to try, not to go into the Christmas holiday with sad feelings and anxiety and emotions. Find ways to be happy, laugh, and have fun with your family. Yeah, I know it's going to be sad and hurtful, but find some good things to do that will make you and your family happy. And also, be prayerful. Always be prayerful in believing in the Lord, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will get you through this holiday. He got you through Thanksgiving. He'll get you through Christmas. And if he gets you through Christmas, he'll get you through New Year's. On and on. Your Father loves you. And like I say, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So, next week, I indicated that I would not be on the air for Christmas. The Christmas falls on Tuesday, and New Year's also falls on Tuesday. But what I'm going to do I know many of you are going to be busy doing different things with your family, but I'm going to come on the air anyway, if you chose to, if you chose not to. I will understand because you're going to be busy with your family or whatever that you have planned to do. You might be going away, you might be traveling, or whatever. But I am going to have a testimony. One testimony for next on Christmas. That's going to be Christmas Eve. Christmas Day. Christmas is Christmas Day. I'm going to have someone to come on and give a testimony, what they have done, what they did last Christmas, and what helped them to get through the holiday. So if you are available and have time, because you might be with your family talking and having fun, you can tune in and hear a testimony of how that person got through last year, the first year, and the first holiday. And then for New Year's, I'll do the same thing, have another testimony. So I am not going to do much myself. I'm going to let the other person talk about how they got through that first year, that first holiday, and maybe it will help you. But if you don't tune in, I understand, because you'll be around friends and family. So if you remember, you can tune in. But I decided not to just do nothing, just still be on the air, just in case that you are in that bad place, that dark place, and that you wanted to listen to the testimony. But I'll have that person on the next two weeks, two Tuesdays, and it all falls on holiday. So be blessed. Have a happy holiday. Do something special. Don't be afraid of changing. Don't be afraid to change tradition. Don't be afraid to keep some tradition. And enjoy. And just knowing that God is walking with you step by step, loving on you. And I also want to read something from Jesus says, be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Self-control definitely involves struggle as you exert your will to obtain from ungodly behavior. Nevertheless, there is abundant help available to you in this battle. Jesus is saying, my spirit, who lives within you, is your helper. And the fruit of the spirit is love and self-control. A breastplate is designed to protect your heart and other vital organs when you are in a battle. And the battle that we are talking about this holiday season, faith and love combine to make an unexpectedly effective breastplate. Your faith in me, your Savior, enables you to trust my righteousness, which is yours now and always. Love is the essence of my redeeming relationship with you. The hope of salvation makes a wonderful helmet because it protects your mind that you belong to me forever. Faith, hope, and love all together to shield you as you journey through this journey of grief. They are all to keep you close to me. Faith, hope, and love. He'll be with you, just like he said, through this journey of grief. Be blessed. Have a wonderful and happy Christmas. And tune in again next week if you're able. Be blessed, and knowing that the next chapter will be praying for you and asking for your strength to get through this time in your life. Love you. Good night.
water, your hand holding me. And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I